Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
It's the season finale. It's the femme fatale party. We have two housewives in the clubhouse, and I want to be dominated.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
I thought we were having the fast part.
Oh, this is, you know, like...
It's kind of the build-up, right?
It's the build-up. It's the femme fatale party.
It's the finale.
We need to shake out these nerves and dance a little bit, you know?
Yes.
This is a good workout.
Yes, it is Monday. Welcome to After Buzz's Real Housewives of Orange County After Show. It's the season finale.
Woo!
We're ending with a bang, let me tell you. It took a while to get us here, but we got here. We're here. It's a full panel.
Yes.
And we have not one.
Oh my
not
God.
Two,
yes.
But two housewives in the clubhouse. Brand new newbies, Emily and Gina.
Yay!
Welcome.
Hi.
We are so excited to have you ladies.
We're excited to be here.
Yeah, awesome.
Thank you for making the long trek from the OC.
Thank you, Edward.
Took a minute.
Thank you, Edward.
Uber driver Edward, yes.
And we're all drinking champagne.
Cheers.
Mazel.
Look in the eye.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Or bad sex for 7 years.
Nope.
I'm having currently no sex. So.
We have lots of things to talk about. We're obviously going to ask the housewives lots of questions. We're going to get into all the details. But we still have an episode to talk about and to break down. We have a femme fatale party to attend. We have news for you, fully loaded. We have tweets with Thomas. It's going to be amazing. It's kind of like a Mother's Day celebration, right, Emily?
Yeah. Well, you've seen my mother-in-law, so it makes sense.
Oh, exactly. My God.
She's the best.
I love her.
Yeah.
We're celebrating everything. The femme fatale party. We're empowering people. We're debuting a lot of things tonight. New faces. New families.
Shade.
New outfits. New whips. New dicks. It's going to be really good.
PhDs.
But we open up with Shannon is doing a tasting again, and their daughters want to be on birth control. That was a little interesting. She said, all my friends are on it.
I mean, is this not like, this is a good thing, though. At least your kids are communicative with you when it comes to things like that, because a lot of young teens are not. So, is that a bad thing?
She's 17. I think she should be on birth control.
I think Shannon should have had the talk already since, like, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. So, I don't know why she's acting so.
She may have.
But she said she didn't.
Well, we have parents in the room. We have parents in the room. Maybe we should ask them. When is the appropriate time to have this talk?
I think the earlier the better. I mean,
yeah,
I you know, my stepdaughter's asked me about sex before, and, like, I told her, like, anatomical terms. And,
yeah.
I mean, you want them to hear it from you, not from kids at school, because that's where they get all the misinformation.
Exactly. Absolutely.
I have very young children, obviously, so it's hard for me to speak to this, but it seemed like her daughter was trying to tell her there was a need there. And I think you should go with what your kids' need is over what you're comfortable with talking about.
Exactly.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
so and they need to be in a band because they look like the Haim sisters.
Oh, and they're hot. So, like, I mean, I would just get them all on birth.
They're really hot.
They're beautiful girls, you know?
Exactly.
Good idea.
Well, Emily, Tamara, and Kelly, they're playing dress up. And this looked like a fun scene. Emily's mom is coming. She's never met the boys. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of depth there. She didn't leave her house for a year, but we're having horse head discussions at this this party.
That is a weird fetish.
What did you think when Tamara was trying to have this conversation? Or you were trying to have this conversation with Tamara, and you saw on the playback she was wearing a horse head.
It was funny because I couldn't really hear her when it was, and I was I was in my closet, actually, with the door shut because I had to pick my mom up from the airport. Mm-hmm. And so I was supposed to go, but I couldn't go. That's why I was having FOMO. I was like, I want to go get my own whip. And so then I hadn't talked to Tamara, and I was like, you know, I want to, you know what the good thing was? She was trying to be goofy. And then when she realized, like, I wasn't calling her to have words, but, like, I was being serious and I wanted to, you know, address something and get together. She did, I think, come out of it. She put the mask off.
Yeah.
And she was like, okay, yeah. And the fact that I was like, I'm going to stop by, and she was like, well, I want to see your casita. I thought that was nice, you know? So yeah. I'll give her, yeah. So, like, that was cool.
We're not playing a drinking game because, obviously, casita comes out a lot. So we don't want you guys to have alcohol poisoning.
No blackouts.
Please don't do a shot every time you hear the word casita.
Gino is already saying casita, 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 casita before we started.
So. It's amazing. Which I've never even heard that term before, by the way, but that's what they call them here.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, I didn't even know that was like, yeah, a thing. And then, and that's,
yeah, but a lot of people were confused because casita literally means little house in Spanish.
Yeah,
really,
exactly.
It's not a little house. It's just a bedroom stuck to a big house.
I call my dorm room,
so,
actually.
So people were confused about your casita.
Yeah. It's not like,
or
I'm
your
trying
Spanish.
To make it sound fancier. Misconception. It just it is.
I think everybody
is.
That's married should have a casita, though. Because
exactly. Yeah. Time out. Right?
I think it would be amazing.
It's like
if I could have one,
out, actually,
then every time I'm pissed at Shane, I could be like, "You go to the casita
tonight for the day, like rent it by the hour, even."
I mean, this is why we have spare bedrooms, but a casita is perfect because there's like actual physical space,
right?
Maybe like a yard between.
There's a refrigerator in there, like he could eat.
And no kids.
Don't come out for anything. Tell me about the dress up. Was it fun looking for something? Do you enjoy dressing up?
Yeah, because, you know, we throw parties all the time and we always try to do different themes. So the whole femme fatale thing was new. We've never done that before. So that was fun for me. I was like, let's find something fun and sexy
and you guys are
different.
Creative.
Yeah.
We're out of
themes at this point. We've had so many parties.
Does Shane help you come up with those themes?
No.
This
he doesn't.
Audio.
The way Shane assists with parties is he's like, Shireen and I just boss him around. We're like, go get ice, move this, move that, hang this. Yeah.
Were there other ideas that you had in mind outside of Femme Fatale, or was that like, I had to do this one?
No, I mean, I had other ideas. I thought about doing like a fancy Mother's Day brunch that was like mimosas and flowers, but that's not sexy. So Femme Fatale was sexy. So that was
absolutely.
That's what we
I have
with.
A very important question about this party. Did you know that in Housewives history, it always ends with a party? Did you know you were taking on the season finale? Did you know that you were gonna?
That's a lot.
Yeah. Did you know it was gonna end at your house?
So. No, not until not at first. It wasn't until the end that it was like.
Yeah.
And I didn't know how much they were gonna take over my house.
Gina, your mic needs to be a tiny bit closer. I'm getting notes in the production booth. Just a little. They want you to eat the microphone, basically.
Yeah, there you go.
That should be better. Yes.
How far from the finale did you film that episode? I'm always curious to see because sometimes they piece things like your party goes all the way to the end, but it really happened like way before.
No, it was at the end.
It was at the end.
It was at the very end. Yeah, that was like the last thing we filmed.
Yeah,
you had no idea that was the finale.
We did
go into it. We knew it was the finale. Yeah. That's why we were dancing and we were happy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Exactly. It's over.
And you know what?
Jumping in pools.
And you know what? We don't want to jump ahead, but I do want to say it did end kind of unorthodox because it usually always ends with like people like, and
fight.
You guys were like literally boogieing down. We'll get to there.
Yeah.
But for
some
now.
Some people left.
Yeah, exactly.
Or someone left.
But for now, Tamara comes over and she wants to smooth things out with Gina. We're having a little moment that you're getting ready with your little boy and he's in there playing with your brushes, which is totally cute, by the way. But he said, Mommy, are you going to sleep at your little house? And it kind of just tugged my strings a little bit. Tell me about that moment.
It's hard. It's really hard because I think it's hard now because I have to think back to that moment, you know, but...
He's so smart.
And kids are smart. You
know,
and
they
you think that they don't always know. And I think that sometimes in this circumstance, it was the hardest situation I've ever had to deal with. And I almost we were in a gray area. And I think that I was considering it in my head, like, okay, we're not going to have this conversation because we do know it's important, obviously. But I just really didn't want to have to address it. Mm-hmm. And then hearing him say these things and clue in to the things that are going on really made me realize how much he does actually know and how important it is to have these conversations and how much kids need to know, even if it's good news, bad news, in between news, they need to know from their parent, like concretely, what is going on. And it's better to tell the truth, even if it's a sucky, painful conversation for me. You have to put your kids before that. And that was something that I struggled with. And
Did you have a conversation already with him about that?
We very recently did. So we it off.
Yeah, because kids are mean too. Yeah, so you never know in school.
Oh yeah, I mean he's only in kinder, so I think. But
advice from a therapist.
We did, we did, as far as like what to do and what to say, and we were waiting for that. And I also, the thing is, you know, Matt and I were on. He's away a lot, and then he comes home literally whenever he can. He's home almost every weekend, but then it's the hustle and bustle of the kids. So we needed to connect and have a conversation about what we were going to tell the children and then have a moment to sit and actually talk to them.
Right.
And so we did recently do that. And
is it a weight off your shoulders?
It actually is a huge weight. Yeah. And you know what? I'll tell you, we had the conversation. For Sienna and Luca, it just... they're like, let's go have nighttime snack and whatever. Nicholas, like, you know, he gets a little bit introverted. He wants to be upset, but then we're keeping it so positive, so then he's happy, and I don't know where he's at. And then I'm having a new sitter introduced, and I'm listening, and so I hear him talking to her, and I hear him saying, so we're going to move in a couple months, but it's okay because mommy is going to have a house and daddy's going to have a house and we're going to have two houses to go to. And it's okay because he was talking to her
the way I was talking to him.
Yeah.
Don't be upset.
Right. And so at least I know that the message was received and he feels like it's okay enough to be communicating that to other people. Yeah. And that made me feel okay.
Yeah. And you know, Shane has two daughters from his first marriage. Yeah. So they obviously split time 50-50 between our home and their mom's home. And that's the way we always explained it, was that it's just more people that love you.
Right.
Instead of making it like, oh, I know you have to go back and forth. But like if you turn it into a positive,
now
like
you have two bedrooms
and you have more people that love you, and you have this whole family that loves you, and then you have this whole family.
Yeah. And the love, not the... Right. Because I don't want to fall into that trap of, because I know Nicholas is like a things guy, you know? And so I don't want to fall in the trap of like, you just get twice as much shit now, you know? Like, I want him to know, like, it's about the family and the love. Like, you guys are saying it's about the love, just, not about, it's just more just, family, you more just love. Have to yeah.
Make it more positive.
But it is cool to have two bedrooms.
Yeah. Let's say
we appreciate you opening up about Nicholas.
Yeah.
We're really going to get into more of the depth stuff, but we appreciate you opening up the lid a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I want to talk about what happened when Tamara actually came over.
Okay.
She tried to smooth things out. I think the word mental, there was some common ground there, but maybe it got misconstrued.
Yeah.
Watching it back, you said there's talk about your mental health.
Right.
And Shannon said, they're saying I've gone mental. So
yeah.
I think mental was like a sort of trigger word.
Yeah.
Looking back, tell us about how you would have done it differently. Would you have? And how do you feel about how it's playing out right now?
I mean, going back, I wouldn't have said shit. Yeah. I mean, you know, I really felt in Jamaica. I did. Jamaican. I felt like you had to understand too. Like, you know? I mean, you know, I didn't, and I don't, and I'm really going into this like, okay, you have to understand when we were in Jamaica, it was, there's so much more than what, you know, is put out. And then it's like, and then we weren't there for the initial blow up. I didn't see any of that. I watched that with you guys. I watched that with you guys, you know? And then, so I don't know all the things, all those things that they actually said to her face.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know they said those things to her face,
and
you know?
It didn't even register because she was just going like
red. But then the next day we just heard all this stuff.
Exactly like that.
Right.
Just checking everyone.
And then the day after that, it's like,
it's all good. We're good. And but, it was, for me, it was messing with my mental state.
My favorite part, though, is like, you were like, look, I could have done it worse. What about the fact that you were fat for 3 years, you don't believe in microwave meals, and you got a QVC deal? I was dying. Yeah.
Well, because I just feel like at that point, I was so upset that it was being twisted into something there's no accountability for what people say.
Well, it was her friends,
right? Who were saying all these things,
and then Gina and I ended up being the scapegoat for
everything. Yes. I think that's what I'm trying to help you. You're in a room by yourself, and let's keep it in perspective. Yes, it's the day after your surgery. It's elective. I mean, you know what I mean. And it's not like you know what I mean. Like, but I sympathize, but. I saw her, and I look at this woman, I'm like, nobody's here taking care of her. Like, and there were serious things said on that trip, and I'm like, I just want to check in and make sure you're good, golden. And then she told me she's seeing somebody and she's good. And for me, I was like, you're golden. Like, if you're, and I said it so many times after, look, for me, if Shannon said she's good, she's good. But if I want to check in for myself,
yeah,
I think that I can check in for myself. And I never said names in that conversation. It was other people who said names in that conversation. So, you know, I wasn't really looking to chuck anybody under the bus. I think they're flattering themselves, honestly, by thinking that I care that much about their friendship.
Did you guys think at any point, like, because you guys are the new housewives, like, watching all the franchises, that it's more of, like, you guys are new, so they're going to be this way towards you? Did you guys feel like that at all?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, going into it, I think I was ridiculously naive, because I have a lot of girlfriends, and I'm, like, a girl's girl, so I'm like, oh, go into
it. I can make a joke.
Be
I can,
friends.
Yeah.
Fun. Like, we can make fun of each other. We can have
we
a good
can
time.
We can say
no.
this, that.
No,
yeah.
No.
Oh, come on. You know we're going to give you a little heart trouble. Yeah. It's initiation.
Well, no, she did. But, like, the whole circumstance between us at the beginning, like, she was saying it, I feel like, in a way where she's very sarcastic. And she's like, oh, yeah, Shane kicked Gina out. And thinking that it could just be a thing between girlfriends that wasn't going to be. Yeah.
Because if I told my other girlfriend something like that, they'd be like, oh, Shane. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I thought, but, like, I'm just making a joke. I'm just making it lighthearted. It was funny. Gina's loud. He told me to get
she
out.
Appeared drunken, and she
that
was
she
loud.
She appeared drunken.
I appeared drunken because I was drunken.
Because she was drunken.
Do you feel like going forward for, like, a new season that you'd be more filtered, or do you feel like you're just going to go?
No, I'm
going to
be less filtered.
Less filtered.
Oh. Less filtered.
Oh, I love that. I know you're going to hear that.
Definitely looking forward to it.
No, I feel like I would feel like I was.
I feel like you were filtered this time.
I feel like I was filtered because I felt like I was told, or I felt like it was like.
I just think you
guys
were in your
friends.
Head too much.
You guys are supposed to be friends. You're supposed to be friends. We want you guys
to be
friends.
Well, it definitely seems like there's a strategy.
I
it's like a big game.
Yeah.
You guys try to play the game, and what you need to do is just...
I didn't try to play anything, though. I'm not going to lie to you. I swear to God. And I know it's so funny because I get so much, like... And I'm like,
What about the Pandora's box, though? You had to have...
Which was what?
At dinner?
You had to have known bringing anything up about, like... Maite said this about you behind your back. You have to know the messenger never gets
okay.
a good rap.
Well, I'll say, I will give you that. The one time I knew, like I did, I knew going into that circle, but you guys don't know it really happened either. And you'll find out on the reunion, so
okay.
I can't
really
talk about it.
We're gonna
but yeah,
on.
Yeah.
We're going to move on, and we're going to get down into the dirty details. We still have so much to talk about. Emily's mom is here. Annabelle is ridiculously cute.
Oh my God.
Her
She's
just
so
saying
tiny.
Grandma is amazing. Time flies. That was the message of this scene. Mama Gina is laying it out there. You know, she's just like, we lost a year. And I can feel Mama trying to make up. The prep begins for the party. Emily, how did you feel about this? Like, bringing the mom on camera and kind of just really being honest about it. We really appreciate that.
I was worried about it for her because I didn't want her to have a lapse at all. I mean, she's putting herself out there, you know? And, I mean, the last year of her life, she literally, like, was hiding in her house and had, like, this deep depression. I mean, she knew it because I was telling her from the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, this wasn't something I faked or made up. This is something I was, like, literally for real dealing with while we were filming.
Right.
And, you know, I didn't want to exploit her. I've had people send messages like, you exploited your mom. I didn't exploit my mom. This is literally, like, what I was dealing with.
Your mom. Yes. Yeah. It's reality. This is reality.
This was my, this was my reality. This is what I was actually dealing with. You know, my mom agreed to be on camera. She knew what the repercussions were. She could have said no.
Yeah.
But she really wanted to come out. She really wanted to go to the party. She really wanted to meet the
kids.
She handled it very well.
And our producers, too, like, they look out for us, too. Like, I have to say, I had a conversation with our producer on your behalf without even, like, saying, I'm nervous. Like, I hope her mom can handle this and, you know, everything. And
but
our
producer, really well.
She did great. But like, I mean, our producers were like, you know what? No, like we, and they had talked to her and they knew and like everything was okay. And like, they wouldn't have let it happen. Like, you know what I mean? Like you wouldn't have let it happen. They wouldn't have let it happen. Nobody's looking to
completely like a real,
she handled
moment.
It very, very
well. I mean, she was lovely.
Right. And I'm glad that we were able to see this at this finale because it just went full circle. Like, we knew about the story between you two. Mm-hmm. And then the fact that she was able to come out and say, I lost a year, but I'm willing to make it up. Like, that just warmed my heart. I'm like, oh, my God, this is real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's really been making an effort. And I've been making an effort. And we talk more. And there's more texting.
And she didn't sugarcoat it either. Right. I mean, that to me, I was like, I'm so proud of you because I know her real relationship. Like, I went home to Ohio with her, and you know, it's a struggle and it's hard, and it's, you know, and she didn't sugarcoot it. She wasn't like, it's perfect now and it's like, it was really good. Like, it's hard to be vulnerable about that.
The way you handled it. And I think, we're going to move on. Everyone's getting ready for the party. Emily's getting ready Titanic style, like with the corset and the
back. Oh my God. I was like a can of biscuits.
I love it.
I love it.
If that popped, I was like,
Your moves were like,
that's the title. My face was like, I'm like, I'm not eating anything tonight.
We thought you all looked really great in Jamaica, so you give yourself more props for that.
I do have to say, just because I want to, this is a perfect time to segue in. You guys wear so many different outfits on the show, and we've seen closets throughout the seasons, and they're amazing. Have you guys ever used Poshmark? Have you heard of Poshmark?
I'm trying to open my own actually now. Yes, because,
I need to because so many women reach out to me and they're like, I want this, I want this. How did you wear this?
I do mine and I have a rack now because I'm like a hunter. And so it's, I didn't think about these things. And I'm meeting so many people like, I love like your style on the show or this piece or that piece. And I'm like, shit, like I weeded through like 9 racks at TJ Maxx for like, fucker, and like I knew it was amazing, you know. So I know, and like if there's a difference between like a price tag and style, and it's nice that people have like a positive response to that. So I'm trying to.
Well, that's good. So if Gina opens up her own closet, that means we can all shop it.
Right.
If you don't know already, you can download their free Poshmark app. They carry everything from women's, kids, men's clothing, and you're shopping all of these top brands at an amazing deal. So they're selling things like Louis Vuitton. I personally try to shop for all of my like workout clothes. I get my Aloe and my Lululemon on Poshmark.
Niyama Soul is my favorite, actually.
Yes.
And a Poshmark by Niyama Soul.
Nice. Yeah, you can find, I found an Aloe bomber jacket that was originally like $180 and you get it for like $40.
I know. Well, because it's about, and for me, it's more about like letting people have the gift of my, you know what I mean?
Of like,
that I love. Yes, they like maybe like that pink jacket. I'm like, there you go. Enjoy it. Break up a fight in it. It's going to be amazing.
Thank you. Next. I have so many stories. You can ship it from the seller and the buyer super easy. You get it super quickly to your home. And it's kind of like you don't have to wait for Black Friday with Thanksgiving coming up. You can literally just shop these deals all the time.
Yep.
So it's awesome. Listeners of AfterBuzz actually get $5 off of their first purchase. You just have
I'm going
to
buy some stuff. I know, right?
There you go. You just have to enter the invite code AfterBuzz, AfterBuzz. That's AfterBuzz when you sign up. Invite code AfterBuzz and you're good to go.
Yes, Poshmark. Poshmark, outfits, and this is what we're doing right now. Kelly's taking a man to the party, but I feel like she might eat him up before the party.
She probably did.
High-priced hooker for sure.
I loved her.
Teenage Gina is leaving with her outfit in her bag. Love that. So many prudes. Like, what the F? Like,
such
Tamara
a prude, always.
Pretending to be a prude. Like, this is a girl that showed up naked with the whole laced outfit.
10 minutes before.
Yeah. Come on. Like, stop trying to act like, oh, feminine chicks though. Party. Like,
but she always looks sexy. She's stunning.
Yeah. I know, but to act like a prude, we know there's no prudes in Orange County. Maybe mm-hmm. Shannon, that's it. But
I should have made it a topless party. Then she would have known
yes. Shannon and Shannon and Tamara are getting ready, but something's happening while they're getting ready. They're spilling the tea. Shannon is letting it out. I'm mad. Emily's diagnosed me. She's bringing up killing Kelly. It's very tit for tat. It's very obvious. Shannon's upset that you diagnosed her. So she's going to bring up this killing Kelly thing every second that she gets a chance. You know,
from the beginning of the season.
Yeah. I know. The killing Kelly thing is like so overplayed. Like, please get some new material. Right. Like, I mean, come on.
Yeah, they're going to hold on to the end. Obviously, they take it all the way to the reunion.
Do you realize what you were saying, though? Because I feel like sometimes you're heated in the moment.
She blacks out.
Were you drunk?
No. She's really drunk, actually.
I was going to say, if I was drunk, I would... I've said stuff. Like,
she was defending her family.
I wasn't drunk. I don't think you probably ever. I don't really get.
No,
drunk.
She doesn't get. No, she's
one
not.
One glass of champagne.
Yeah,
said, it's
fun,
all
Emily.
If anybody was drunk at that party, it was clearly Miss Dodd.
Yeah,
Kelly Dodd was.
It was not
inebriated.
Me. It was
but you
not
were just,
Shane.
You were just defending like yourself in that moment, just like thinking of what you needed to do to
it
protect.
It was like an out of body experience. I've never Absolutely. Been that upset before. I felt like it was just a personal attack. Me, my marriage, my kids. Mm-hmm. I mean, I literally felt like it was an attack on my children.
It was
a
personal attack.
It was so, you know, so low against Shane that it just, I just kept thinking about my
it
kids.
Was, it
I was
bad.
Like, I was like, this is the father of my children, you know?
Well, and for me, I think I would have had a stronger reaction if you didn't defend him.
Yeah.
You know,
right. How
you
weird
know,
would that be?
I would have been like, why isn't she saying anything?
Right. Yeah. But I think also like with Kelly, I honestly don't even, because I don't even think she was drunk that night. I'm telling you, because I was there. It happened like not that late in the no, I'm telling you, I think what the problem was, I think that's Kelly. And I think that Kelly had a lot of anger for Steve, and I think that it was misdirected anger taken out
Definitely
in the worst
anger.
Way,
well,
you know.
But
I
was
fueled
by the vodka soda.
I don't even know. Do you think? Because I mean, I just think that's part of her.
I don't know.
If she wasn't drunk, I think there was definitely some liquid courage that was coming through a little bit, even.
Well, I mean, it wasn't right,
it
but
right.
A party is a party, and it's not a party unless Perry approves. I mean, you don't want to end up living in a condo and driving a Jetta.
Oh my god.
I've got my first car, Jetta.
Let's just keep it real. Yeah. Like, we're in a time and in a
I'm
place.
I'm actually making fun of myself by
Everybody
saying that.
Is going to hold on to everything you say.
Clearly.
I already saw some tweets tonight about that.
Yeah, you did too.
Once you hit a place, though, you're not going from a Mercedes or whatever back to a Jetta once you get there.
Yeah.
You're going to
stay
there.
You're
going
to hold on to that as long
I'm just,
as you can.
You know, I was just making fun of myself. I was just saying, look, I don't piss off the hand. Don't bite the hand that feeds you. That's all I'm saying.
Tonight's life funded by Pocket Perry.
My mother-in-law is the matriarch.
Yeah.
She's amazing.
Oh, she owns it.
She's real because, I mean, we all drove Jettas in college.
Hey, that's my first car.
Me too.
And
the blue light, you get to turn the thing. All my friends would be like, your car is gone.
I've lived in many apartments. I've lived in condos.
Comes from such humble beginnings.
I know. It's just, I was making fun of myself. Like, I don't.
This is a joke.
I don't piss off Perry. Yeah.
It doesn't matter. You could say the nicest thing and somebody will find something.
Yeah. Because, too, it's the first season, so people and fans are trying to get to know you. So I think as things evolve, obviously they're not going to make it be a big deal next season.
Well,
we're sarcastic.
On our way to the party, Eddie's coming out, and they're in the car, and Shannon's like, so, do you know Gina? So, do you know Emily? Oh, well, they haven't been really nice to me. Yeah. I guess I'll just have a nacho.
Eddie has to stay like this.
I'm just like, oh my god. Eddie's like, dude.
Eddie's over it.
He knows so much about her already.
Knows.
Oh my god.
Well, he said all kinds of stuff about her.
Exactly.
He
knows.
He does not have a good opinion of her by any means.
Worse than anything we've ever said ever.
Exactly.
That actually is true.
Side note, I've never said anything.
I would love to know after you guys watch this season and all that if she texts Tamara and is like,
what the F, like, that was so rude, or if she just could care less.
I don't think they...
Because I feel like off camera she might not care. I don't know.
Shannon?
Yeah.
Oh. No,
I think Shannon actually is really sensitive to everything.
She's sensitive.
Yeah.
You know what she is? She's just an emotional vampire. Right. Like, when you leave, you're like, I need a nap.
I'm exhausted.
I need a drink, and I need a hit of a joint, or, like, someone light up the ganja.
Well, also, I personally think, like, if you're a person, and then, like for me personally, this is, like, a crazy experience, and then I have a lot of, like, real authentic people in my life that then are, like, outside of me, like, my family, my friends. I have my friends since home forever. Mm-hmm. They're almost like a shield, a barrier, and like that they know who you are. Those are the opinions that you value and you really care about. Yep. If you don't have that shield, then all these other like trolls, haters, people mm-hmm. that come in,
it really gets
I can understand how that gets in. And I think I remember her saying to me once, like, the trolls
she
will
have that shield is what she's saying.
Yeah, I don't know her well enough.
Gina
but,
might not have the shield, but you know what she does.
No, I have the shield.
I have the shield.
Yeah, I think that's maybe why she's more sensitive. She doesn't have that
shield.
Yeah. Well, because her family like fell apart and you know it's hard.
Reading those comments and stuff too is so healthy
because I don't care. I know I value the opinions that I value. I like my personal Instagram because it's mostly positive, and I really that makes me feel so nice. People say the nicest things,
right?
And people have you know reached out and said, you know, I'm going through the same thing, and I didn't even realize the impact that
you can make
sharing.
A huge connection.
I had no idea.
You have a platform,
and it's nice.
Now,
yeah.
Saying that, do you feel like you know going into watching? Did you guys watch last season? Did you guys know Shannon's situation at all?
I honestly always sympathize with her. She hadn't watched it.
Yeah,
I watched it in five years. I missed a couple episodes last season, but
Did you feel like a little anxious because you knew going in like that's what people are going through? Because she went through a really hard time.
We all go through hard times, though.
I sympathized with her.
I mean, I sympathize,
you know?
Too.
Yeah.
I mean, Shannon isn't,
feel
like, the only victim.
Yeah,
like,
we've all been.
I mean, I'm going through a divorce.
Yeah.
I mean, little kids
that's
at
true.
Home.
That's
yeah,
very true.
I mean,
so,
you know,
I just feel like when you we all, I said I gave birth to children that did not live. We all have gone through horrible, horrible things.
Multiple times.
It doesn't give you, like, free reign to be an asshole.
Yes.
That's the difference.
I believe that. Yes.
But like, Gina, why did you feel obligated, because I know you use that word, to defend Shannon or to tell Shannon what everybody else was saying?
I felt a personal sense that going into that situation that I should check in on her and just make sure for myself, having heard what I heard in Jamaica and for what I saw visibly, mm-hmm. none of it being resolved or discussed at all. They were making very heavy accusations
about
her.
You were just pointing out the elephant in the room, right?
I want to make sure you're okay for myself, because you know sometimes you have something inside of you that's mm-hmm. like, if I don't check in on this lady and something bad happens, is it going to be on my conscience? I don't want it on my conscience.
But she kind of cornered you too, right? And then she asked you to tell her what the other girls were saying because she was going through a custody battle.
She did. She called me. We were done with our conversation. She called mm-hmm. me back upstairs. I did not want to go in there. I was mm-hmm. like, fuck. You know, I was trying to leave, and she gave me this story, and like, what am I going to say?
You were kind of set up.
I'm a set up, and I'm like, but at the same time, and I knew it going into that room that I was, but at the same time, I can't look another woman in the eye who's telling me I'm afraid I'm going to like lose my kids.
Yeah, that's deep.
And not tell you what's really going on. Right. And even in that, I promise you, I never said names.
So were you guys wrapped already? Were you guys wrapped?
For the
season or for
that day. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So do you think it's
strategic? Well, not for the day. Then I had to go to work. Then I had to go to dinner with Tamara. Yeah. I was changing. I had to change. Mm. Yeah.
Honestly, I think if Kelly didn't say anything at that moment, it probably wouldn't have been such a huge deal.
I feel like she brought out
the name, and then all of a sudden that was the whole story.
And even
from
the
there
off-camera
on.
Stuff, I never said anything.
Even watching back, I feel like Kelly said a lot of offensive things in the fights that we're just clearly ignoring. I feel like Shannon's mad at the wrong people. I'm like, you should be mad at Kelly, dude.
Everybody chooses to ignore what they don't want to. There seems to be a very clear pattern of behavior with all these women.
It's clear that it's just easier to be mad at us. It's easier to say, we're not. I like when you said when she came to the party and she said Gina and Emily haven't been nice to her. That's not true. I tried hard
to be friends
with her.
Every single episode.
You guys are like begging, like, please be my friend.
Which actually, I want to say, was actually just like a joke at that point. I mean, like, everybody's like, you're obsessed with being friends with her. And I'm like, I just want everyone to know how
Not open, she is.
Like, I mean, I'm sorry. Like, you're on a show about a group of women. And you don't want to mess with anybody.
We're going to move on because we have to actually get to the party. Gina's wearing birthing boots.
She didn't deliver them.
Sinead Love in these boots.
Could you imagine if you did?
Everyone is arriving. Oh, Tamara brought her son, Eddie. He's so cute and grown up.
Oh, that was hilarious. Tamara's comment there seemed a little bit like...
Oh, she was rude. She was mad.
Yeah, and I couldn't believe it. What an easy mistake.
I'm taking it as a compliment. Oh, like, I know. Look at this gorgeous man I have. You're right.
I felt badly for my mother-in-law because my mother-in-law is 73. She's very, very gracious. When anyone comes to a party, she's generous. She welcomes people. Her English is less than stellar. I mean, she's been here for 40 years. But, I mean, she learned, you know, when people, they learn this much. And then she still speaks Farsi all the time.
I got great vibes from her.
Yeah, she's amazing.
I mean, she made, it was a faux pas. She made a mistake. I mean, big freaking deal.
I think actually somebody had told her, like, Tamara's son is coming. And I think she came from behind. I think she just had it in her head.
Honestly, lots of things happening.
Vicky wants to know if you can wave at the help. Oh, God. Vicky, yes, you can wave at the help. They're real people. They're just working.
God, Vicky.
The mamas of the OCs are meeting. Tamara's mom's meeting Emily's mom. The food looks amazing.
Oh my gosh, I was starving just looking at it. Me too.
And Shannon just came in hot. She came in hot. Ugh. So I feel like Tamara.
She came in hot and she left real quick.
I know.
Oh, it was like, and then she wants to comment on my party etiquette. I'm like, girl, you showed up. You picked a fight with her. You picked a fight with me. You dressed up like a man and then you left.
How long was she there?
Not long enough.
She could have just come in that outfit.
Did she eat it?
It's a whole big deal. Like you're going to a concert.
Well, that's her thing, though. She's like, I'm Kooky Shannon. Right. And I dressed up. Like, I wore this outfit. Like, that's her thing.
Well, she wants to set the record straight. You know, the operative word that Gina was saying, like, your friends. Like, your friends. This is, like, coming from... your friends.
Right?
Please take the knife out of my bag.
Right.
I just feel like it wasn't really getting through. The messenger just never goes well for the messenger.
Yeah.
Do you feel like going forward, like you're not going to be the messenger? You don't want to be the messenger role?
Honestly, I don't care because I you know,
you got to look out for the trigger words.
It's what you needed to do. And
you know,
so you
my hands are clean. I didn't do anything. I can't help how people react to it.
You guys definitely brought a brand new fresh energy to Real Housewives.
Thank you.
Even the season finale, you were really bringing it, Gina. Even like the little receipts you were bringing earlier. I love the little receipts, the little CVS, I mean the QVC receipts. The QVS receipts. That was great. Yes. Oh my God, what is wrong with me?
But I don't even know what he's talking about.
She said, I mean, the way you're acting and then it just set her over the edge.
Yeah. Because it's true. I feel like I'm not a butter. I tell my kids all the time.
Vicky walks in and she's like, oh, you got rid of your gobble wobble.
Oh, that was incredible. I'll hail you for saying that.
That was legendary.
That was incredible.
That was not meant to be like offensive.
If you look in the history, Gina is known for these little... She said earlier in the season, she told Vicky, remember, I think she called her a loser. To her face.
She was actually talking about the girl who was dating.
Yes, I was it not talking Vicky. About Vicky. That is a common misconception.
Well, anyone that breaks girl code anyway is kind of like an
asshole. I mean, I have very strong girl code.
I do too.
I would never, like, I'm not trying to come between a friendship.
Let's dive in. Vicky and Kelly, they're not speaking right now. Do you think it stems from the girl code and it's just extended into this, all this other crap?
I think it hurt Kelly so deeply that she's never been able to get over it. Yeah. So even though she says she's over it, she's not over it.
Kelly lashes out when she's hurt.
Yeah. She does. When she doesn't get an apology, like they had a thing be apologetic. Well, actually, well, I guess she's still kind of in social. But when no, they say sorry, they're sorry. Right, you know. Now. Well, yeah, on social media. But I mean, at least on the show. I mean, like, if she would have just said she's sorry and meant it, I think that Kelly would have moved on.
Yeah, I don't think Vicky was trying to give her anything, which was really strange. I really feel like she should have given her something. We're gonna move on because we still have a lot to talk about. We still have news and gossip. So let's just talk about the fact that these girls really brought it this season. They brought a fresh energy. They shared their families. They shared their struggles, their losses. We really got to know these women. Let's add one question for each girl. Okay. Let's go in. Haley, what do you have for them? And then we're going to get into our news and gossip and tweets.
Well, I just want to say personally, because I know you guys have watched our after show before, and I've said good and bad things about both of you watching.
Yes, you have, Haley. Yes,
I actually haven't watched it, so what have you said bad, Haley?
Well, actually, Gina, right off the top, I loved you because I'm from New York, too. I love the directness of you, so it's super refreshing.
Okay.
But I also love when you guys come in because I actually get to see you on a personal level. I know how much the show can be edited, so there's only certain things that we get to see, you know? It's nothing personal
to me. I totally get it.
So what's the thing that is most, is the biggest misconception of you guys after this season from your fans?
I would say a lot of times people are like, oh, Emily's boring or something like that. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like it's very difficult going into your first year because everybody attacks you immediately. Mm-hmm. They attack your marriage. They attack your husband. So I felt like it was difficult for me to really come out and be who I am on a normal basis. Like when just Gene and I are together and we're having a blast and we're joking around and we're having fun.
Right.
Because I felt like I had to be so damn defensive the whole time.
Sure.
I felt like every situation I went into, it was like, what did they say about Shane? What now? My marriage, Shane. And so I never felt like I really got to just be myself. Mm. And that's why I feel like if you can make it through your first year, you really need to have that second opportunity because the first year is really just people trying to get to know you. And you're really just, I felt like I was just on the defensive the whole time.
We're getting really crunched down on time. So I got to ask some stuff that people really need to know. Let's dive in deep. Gina, give us the status with that gorgeous man. What is so going on? Are you filed?
Yeah, well, we're almost done. We just sat down 2 weeks ago with our lawyers, and it's funny, we sat down in the room, and we sat on the same side, and they were like, we've never had people sit on the same side, and I don't know, so I'm like, that's got to be good. I actually had, like, a photo of us, like, selfie, like, it's like, so, and I'm like, I'm not going to post that, because
I so much hate, like, divorce people ever.
We're trying.
Like, signing divorce papers.
Yeah, and it's not all good. It's not all good. Yeah. We fight, and it goes back and forth, and it's not great, but we are finalizing, but, like, I guess the judgment of, like, everything, which was easy peasy, because nobody's fighting over anything. Things should be done by the end of the year. And then technically, like, that box that you check married or unmarried, we're gonna still check married until June of 2019 so that I can keep my health insurance.
What is the percentage of what people are saying? This is something you presented, this is something really thought out, you're going on a reality show, you don't want to reveal the truth. What do you say to those people? What percentage of this has really been presented? Because you are on a reality show, you do want to present the best side. This is something huge in your life. What percentage of that has been presented, and what is, you know, like, tell us.
Of my marriage and my breakup and everything?
Yeah.
I think, well, first of all, you'll see, I opened up a lot on the reunion.
Okay, good.
So I think you'll see it there. Okay, and I'm happy to come back and talk about it.
You're welcome to come back anytime. I have a really quick question. If Andy Cohen and Bravo asked you to come back for another season, yes or no, would you guys come back?
Yes. We would. We talked about it. We would. I mean, we
get more to show.
I just feel like it was like Emily 10%. Like, I want to do like Emily 100%.
That's what I get. But in the second half of the season, I feel like your personality was coming out more and more.
It came out more towards the end. It was. I tell you, it was hard for me in the beginning because it was different for me than it was for her because Matt.
That's my misconception, is that I was trying too hard when really I wasn't trying at all. And I think I just was super comfortable quickly.
It was hard for
Instagram, and you're the opposite.
It was hard for me. because I had to navigate home life, mm-hmm. and I had to navigate Shane and Shane filming, yeah. and that's Absolutely. What was difficult.
And you're just a more protective person.
Yeah. Kelly just came out and said that one person that she doesn't want to see come back is definitely Vicky, and she said she's kind of spoiled milk.
I saw that.
Do you guys agree with that statement? Do both of you are in good terms with Vicky, or do you think it's time for her to bounce out?
You know, I'm on good terms with Vicky. I never had an issue with her. I mean, I think Vicky can be funny. Like, there's times in her confessionals where I friggin' laugh out loud. Yeah. I think she's hilarious. I don't know. I said in the interview that I don't think there's any one person that actually makes the show. I feel like the show is iconic itself. It's Absolutely. The original. Yes. Right. And I think you can kind of switch up the cast and it's always going to do well. Mm. I don't know. What do you, I mean,
that's not my job, you know? So, and I'm thankful. You're so but that's island. Not my job, You're you know? So yeah, island. Well, I'm saying, so, you
it's
know.
Long Island.
I'm afraid we're out of time. We are going to have the ladies back. Now that we've broken the end and they trust us
Broke
and they like
the deal.
Us.
Yeah.
We're all best friends now. Make sure to keep up with us on our social medias, and we're going to be talking about this. It's not over. We still have 3 more episodes. I'm going to take these ladies out to dinner. I owe them a lot right now.
The reunion's 3, yeah.
Holy shit.
It's 3? Yeah. Three? I think it's 3. I think it's 3. Yeah, I heard it was 3. Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
And you tell Shannon, I'm not talking to you.
I'm not talking to you!
It was so scary in that moment. I was about to be like, bubbles! You had a code word. That was our code word. Bubbles.
That's amazing.
Thank you so much for coming in, ladies. We really appreciate you.
Thank you
for having us.
It was so nice. So fun.
You can follow me on all social media platforms at Hollywood Leanne, and make sure to keep up with us every Monday night for the 2 or 3 more episodes, and make sure to catch me on Real Housewives of Atlanta Sunday nights.
Hey guys, I'm Maitha Creo. You can find me everywhere at This Is Maitha. Shaw's of Sunset Thursday nights at 8 o'clock. Will Grace at 7.
Hey guys, I'm Thomas Julina. Follow me on social media at Thomas Julina. Watch my show Your Time with Thomas on YouTube and stay connected with me. I'd love to chat with you.
Hey guys, you can continue the conversation with me everywhere at Haley Clover.
And guys, shout out to Shane. Shane, thank you so much.
Hey. Bye, Shane.
I love you, Shane. I'm sorry.
We love you. She's sorry. Don't be mad at her.
I love you.
She's sorry.
I'm drunken. I love you.
He puts me in Ubers now. He's great.
She's drunken again.
Can't take her anywhere.
Co-founder Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.